You took the hammer and you
drove the nail in.
Okay, and you say the nail's got to be
drove further in is what I'd say.
Okay. And the top of the house is called
the roof.
And the things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off called the
eavesdrop.
The what?
What you have along the edge of the roof to carry the water off?
Well, now, whenever they have cisterns, they have them things in the country. If it didn't have a cistern, you didn't have lead draws. Because you just let it run off like we do this in here, see, it just zips off.
What were those troughs like?
Well, they were a piece of tin, and they was made an oval shape, just like that, see, come up about, well, it'd be about 3 inches deep, something like that, just curved. In other words, if it was round, you just cut it half in two right down the center, and you'd have lead troughs. It's what they call a lead trough. And then when it got to the cistern, they'd have what they call a spout on it. Mm-hmm. And they'd have a down, you know, a piece of round tin that fit on this and went out in the cistern.
Catch the water.
Catch the water, see.
These were hung onto the roof, or were they built?
They was hung. You hung them, you take them down, if you move to a place, and if you take your lead troughs with you, you'd have a cistern, you see. Mm-hmm. And put your lead troughs up, put your cistern up. But I can tell you one thing, them things was really unhealthy. That was the most unhealthiest thing that ever was.
What's that, drinking out of the
cistern? Cistern water. Because I tell you why, see, you take that, if you didn't treat that water, and we didn't, because we didn't know nothing about it back then, but that thing would get mosquitoes in it. That water sat there and just like being out here in that ditch somewhere, water just stood there all the time. It'd get stagnated, what we call it. In other words, it'd get unhealthy. And if you drank it, now, I know by experience, see, I've had ridings from my waist, some to my feet. I couldn't even walk from my arms. I've had them on it like that. That's from drinking bad water, because that cistern water will cause you to do that way. And it should have been way back yonder against the law for one of them things to have been without they had some kind of way to treat it. Mm-hmm. You know, because there have been a lot of people that died of them. I had typhoid fever, see. And because if you drink unsanitary water like that, you know what I mean, it's bad. In our well here, we had it tested and it's good, but we still put a little Purex and every once in a while in it. Mm-hmm. Sort of help purify it here.
What about when you have a house and an L, the place where they come together, that low place in the roof, you call that a...
Now, I don't know what they call that. There was one down here, sure, live like that. Well, you know, here's how roof eaves come together on it. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what they, I don't know what they call that.
What about a place they had for storing wood and things outside? They'd call that a...
The what? Do what now?
A building you'd have on the farm where you'd store your wood.
That's a woodshed is what we always call it. Woodshed.
What about for tools? Where
well, that'd be your tool shed. You know, they'd have a woodshed and a tool shed. It'd be, most of the time, it'd be out around the barn or somewhere like that, you see. And, well, it would be, your woodshed would be close to the house. Your barn would be off pretty good ways from the house, you know, because that's where you kept your animals, your stock, and stuff like that. And most of the time, they'd have a tool shed on the side of your barn, you see, to put your cultivators and planters and what have you under there, you see. But,